Hey everybody, welcome to MapMen. This is our prediction show for 2023. Hi, Rich.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
2023 is here. Wild year.
Talk about wrestling.
It's going to be a wild year.
I
think it's going to be a really fun year for pro wrestling. I think we're in for a positive year.
Yes.
MG is also here with us. He has all our previous predictions. You want to go through that first, MG? What right and who got what wrong, and then we'll go into our predictions for this year. You want to go down Rich's first?
Yeah, let's do it. Rich started off started up this year with the prediction of Bray Wyatt debuted on Dynamite. He literally thought like the first Dynamite of January. Obviously, that didn't happen in any way. Bryan Danielson will win the AEW Championship. You doubled down on that, Andrew. You thought he would.
I said, which one?
Bryan Danielson
would win the title?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Rich also thought that Danielson and Punk would form a tag team and run the division.
As heels,
yeah. And then,
you know what, though? That's a fun prediction, though.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, all these are pretty good. It just didn't happen. Roman Reigns will lose the title in 2022.
I think that's a very safe and good prediction that did not happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then this is his one right one. AEW New Japan will do more crossover in 2022.
All right.
And we got Forbidden Door. Adam Cole will make a significant rise this year. That didn't happen.
He didn't get hurt.
Injuries. Okay. Yep. Moxley gets the IWGP US title back. He did everything else but that, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said Penelope Ford would end the year as women's champion.
Interesting.
She was injured and didn't. So
But remember, they had that New Year's show. Remember how insane that hardcore match was that they had with all the women?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was it. That was like the first
New Year's bash.
January. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you're going based on that, I mean, Penelope Ford looked like $1 million there.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Real time. Yeah.
So that was Rich's predictions. What were mine?
Okay. You actually got the most right, but you also had a lot of them. You said you agreed with Rich on you wanted Danielson would be champion.
Okay.
But you also said it would be CM Punk versus Bryan Danielson for the title. That might have happened if we didn't get what happened with CM Punk.
That probably would have happened if we didn't. Yeah. So, yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Drew McIntyre will beat Roman for the title. You were so close there.
I was very close there.
You said we'll get a trios title this year in AEW, and you were 100% correct.
I was right on that. Okay,
cool.
Matt Cardona shows up at the Royal Rumble. You might be a year off.
I think I was a year off once again. So, okay. Interesting.
Steve Austin is somehow involved in WrestleMania. You nailed this.
So I had pieces.
You undersold this.
Yeah, I did undersell it because I didn't want to jump in and be like, he's wrestling. I was told that he was training to return to the ring. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know what he's going to do. He could do a stunner. He could have a match. So I played it safe. I got it right on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the three-way match, you said the three-way match between Hangman Page, Kenny Omega, and Bryan Danielson. Nobody was healthy at the same time to make that happen.
Right. Isn't that wild?
Yep.
Okay.
And then Okada shows up in AEW.
Okay, that happened.
Bidden Door, that happened. He made two appearances, right?
He made two appearances, yeah.
And then the Rock WrestleMania match finally happens. Another one where you might be a year off.
I think yeah.
Edge title reign, big fail there.
Yeah.
And then Matt and Jeff Hardy versus the Young Bucks on mainstream TV. And that one did happen, right?
It did happen.
You said mainstream TV, but it happened at Double or Nothing.
Okay. I mean, I'm talking like mainstream product. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yep. So that, and I didn't mark that one. So actually, you did get more. Anyone else?
Yeah.
The there will be a viable third company for people to sign.
No. AEW will have an uninterrupted year of touring. Okay. That happened.
Mm-hmm. You were partly right. You were right in the sense that they were able to go out on the road and put their
team. Where were they interrupted?
They weren't. But
why'd you write a no?
I took that as he's like, I'm fixing it. I took that as their touring schedule, like house shows.
No, don't make up your own rules.
No.
That's not what I said. Don't fill in the blanks. There will be a viable third company for some of these signees to go to. Ring of Honor. That was my pick, but obviously there was no viable third company. Mm-hmm. And then what was the last one?
You said Tony Storm will be your answer to the same question that Rich had, and yours was Tony Storm will be women's champion. She lost the title at the end of the year in November.
But when did she get the title? Second half of the year. That's another check for me. I don't like
you guys are both making up your own rules.
Look, another check. So look, I got one. Look at all these right answers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six. MG, let's see your bonehead answer. Brock will win the Royal Rumble. MJF will win the title at Double or Nothing. You were close.
You were very close. 6 months off.
Ty Conti wins the women's title. You were off.
Close. Close.
Tony Khan puts on a large crossover stadium show for the summer.
This one was half right.
Why?
If I would have left off the stadium, Forbidden Door would have counted. Because you did get a crossover show.
You did get a crossover show, yes.
In the middle of summer with New Japan.
And wait, you predicted GCW gets a TV deal.
They got a streaming subscriptions deal?
They got pay-per-view.
Yeah.
All right, here's Jonathan's. Liv Morgan will get pushed only not to win the title. She won the title.
Right. She won the title.
Yeah. Roman holds the title for a full year. He was right on that.
Wow.
Gable Steveson wins the Royal Rumble. I don't know why he predicted that. Reefer Madness, everyone. That's a weird one. Orton and Riddle have a match against each other on night one of WrestleMania. Did not happen. Bad Bunny shows up at the Royal Rumble. Did happen. Good prediction.
Yeah. Ari.
Do you want to hear my Bad Bunny? My Bad Bunny, but instead of Bad Bunny, it's Ray Romano?
Sure.
Me mama.
I'm the only one that finds that funny. All right. So those were our predictions last year. Some of this stuff is going to be repeated. So let's go with MG Geeks first. All right. Let's go with his predictions.
Boy. Yeah.
He says Roman Reigns does not lose the title until SummerSlam, ensuring his title hits 1,000 days.
I'm disagreeing with that.
You're disagreeing with that? Yeah. I'm also going to disagree with that. I'm going to say Roman Reigns. You know, you want my prediction? Here's one. You can write this down, MG.
Yeah, MG. Okay. Do it.
Roman loses the title before WrestleMania this year.
I'm doubling down on that. Roman loses the title before Mania.
Okay, great. We both got that one. WWE runs a major show from Arena Mexico in Mexico City. That's a very specific prediction. Very good one. Honor Club rights will be bought by Warner Brothers Discovery for HBO Max and packaged with AEW archives, and HBO Max becomes their streaming home in 2024. That's a great prediction.
I'll agree with that one.
I'll modify that one a little bit. Sasha will be AEW Women's Champion by the end of the year. Kenny regains the AEW Championship at All Out in September. That's a very specific prediction by MG.
Yeah.
The Usos versus KO and Sami Zayn will co-main event night one of WrestleMania. Sami and KO winning the title. I don't know if your co-main event is the proper term for that, but I'm going to go with that as well. IWGP World Title changes hands on U.S. soil, possibly WrestleMania weekend, maybe Supercard of Honor at the Forum.
That's very Jonathan's specific.
Very specific. Jonathan's predictions. Enzo returns. Returns where?
But where?
Enzo returns. I'm playing with clay while we're doing the show. And it's keeping my brain intact. Reigns drops the title to Rock and Cody at WrestleMania, different nights. Oh, he's saying one title gets dropped and the other one gets dropped. Night one, night two. Okay, I mean, interesting prediction. Reigns wins the title from Dewey?
From Dewey Foley,
the night after WrestleMania. Yeah, I was like, Dewey Foley's wrestling? Reigns wins. So The Rock wins one of the titles, and then Roman beats him the next night at WrestleMania. Okay. McAfee in the Rumble. Graves in-ring return at the Rumble. McAfee versus Graves at Mania. AEW video game doesn't live up to the hype. That's a great prediction. Austin in the Rumble. Oh, hell yeah. Can you imagine he wins?
Number 30, baby.
Comes in at number one. Santino Marella wins the TNA title. I don't know why he thinks it's 2007 and that TNA is still in existence. Andrew's penis shrinks a quarter of an inch. That's the boldest up predictions. Joke's on him. I'm like a Ken doll. There's nothing there to shrink. Matt Ryan's predictions. ROH gets TV on a new platform. CM Punk returns in some fashion. FTR and win the AEW tag titles at Double or Nothing. Roman beats Rock and NXT raids the Indies. Those were the Matt Men Crew's predictions. All right, Rich, you want to do some of yours?
Yeah.
All right, yes. Let's go with. I'm gonna throw some things at you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a list? If you're not, then
I have a list in my head.
Okay. All right. You go.
Okay. MG, write these down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. With a feather and ink.
Type them down. Type them down. Take my dictation, please. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Cody enters Rumble at number 30 and wins.
Okay.
Okada in the Rumble.
These
are going to be very NJPW based, by the way.
Okay. All of them.
Heavy WWE presence at Wrestle Kingdom. Sasha returns to WWE.
Okay.
FTR re-signs with WWE. That could be at any point during the year. Kenny Omega wins the IWGP United States Championship at Wrestle Kingdom, shows up on Dynamite the same night.
Okay.
Cody versus Roman at one point during WrestleMania. Like I said, I'm doubling down with MG that you're going to get Sammy and KO versus the Usos. And I think we're going to get some kind of New Japan WWE deal happening.
Who's the AEW champion at the end of the year?
At the end of next year, Kenny Omega.
Kenny Omega. Okay. Yeah. Who's the WWE champion?
At the end
champion?
Of 2023.
Who's a WWE champion at the end of the year?
Goes back to Roman.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who wins the Rumble this year?
Cody at number 30. It's between Cody and Sammy, but I think Sammy wins Elimination Chamber.
Okay. Let's see. All right. Do you want mine?
Yeah.
My boldest one. I got two bold ones. One, Vince McMahon appears on WWE TV at some point next year.
Okay.
CM Punk returns back to AEW.
Mm-hmm.
AEW gets... Okay, here's one. There's a third hour of Dynamite added.
Ooh, okay.
You know what? I'm going to say... Either third hour Dynamite or a second hour Rampage somehow. But you know what? Let's go with a third hour Dynamite. There's going to be a third hour of Dynamite added. They do not get on HBO Max.
Okay.
Ring of Honor does not get the TV deal that we anticipate.
Okay.
Let's see what else. I'm going to go with Seth Rollins is the champion at the end of the year.
Oh, interesting.
Chris Jericho retires from in-ring action.
Ooh, bold.
By the end of the year.
You know what? I almost added that one, too.
Can I add one more?
Yeah.
I think at least three people will jump ship from AEW to WWE within the next year.
Okay, give me the people.
FTR.
Okay.
Miro, somehow.
Okay.
And Andrade,
okay. The AEW video game does better than expected.
Okay.
I'll go with that. Let's see what else. Those are mine for now. Do we have any online? What do we have?
Yeah, there's a few.
All right, you read those.
Okay, I'll just go through them. And we go up the top here.
Pretty funny.
Oh, Bill Goldberg returns to WWE in a match.
Oh, dear. Okay. All right. These are all
from... Undertaker match.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So these are all from Twitter. And I started a hashtag a few days ago called the Mattman Predictions 2023.
Okay.
And this is the ones we got. This is from, let's see. D. Emerson.
Okay. Is
Tony Khan pivots hard to old WCW talent, bringing in Goldberg to squash MJF in seconds to set up an NWO Millionaires Club.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Moves Rampage to Monday and kicks off the show with 30 minutes Disco Inferno. I think he was a little... That was a little
trolly. I think he was losing it a little bit, yeah. I think he was losing it there.
And then... But I Am Bathory says Vince McMahon, the great Vince McMahon, will return to WWE.
Who wrote that?
I Am Bathory.
Okay, the great Vince McMahon will return. Okay,
and he's got a gif of Vince doing his old ECW strap with his do-rag on.
Great.
Noob in Co TV, Asuka is getting a major character change. And then that's one. Then split the WWE and Universal titles at WrestleMania. Wrestlers from NWA go to WWE. And then he says Charlotte Flair will be in storylines that doesn't involve a title. Well, that ain't happening anytime
soon. That ain't happening anymore.
Wrong at that. Not one, even, yeah. Immediately yeah. Wrong.
You know what? I'll piggyback on that. Asuka is getting a major change, which is an easy one. I think we know that.
Refreshing.
I think the Universal title will go away. There won't be a Universal title anymore.
I agree with that.
I think the Universal title will be gone. So
do they bring back the big gold belt?
I don't know. I would love them to bring it. I don't think they will. It doesn't connect with their branding anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see, what was this? WrestleMania wrestlers from NWA goes to WWE and AEW. Whatever. All right, what else? Who else do we have?
Okay, Amish Man 9000. This one is interesting. Sami Zayn is winning the Royal Rumble and going on to defeating Roman Reigns at Mania. That's
a very bold prediction. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bold, but doable, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Jamie_Murphy8, Forbidden Door will happen, but will be an underwhelming show that ends the relationship between AEW and New Japan, the same way G1 Supercard did for ROH. And then he says, I hope I'm wrong. That's, okay. I went the exact opposite way, but okay. And then a couple more here. This is from Zach Vernano. Daniel Garcia and Sammy, I believe he means Sammy Guevara. Guevara have a long...
Guevara!
That one's interesting.
What was it?
He said Daniel Garcia and Sammy Guevara will have a long feud or program.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's not a bold prediction. Give me a bold prediction. Right. What's a bold one?
All right, here's one. Renzo Supreme on Twitter. He says, I'm going out on a limb here. Adam Cole will become the new AEW world champion and set fire to the pro wrestling world. And he all says right. he's going to connect all promotions and unlock the real Forbidden Door. He says, call it a big boom theory.
What's your main event at the next Forbidden Door?
Oh.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I got it.
There, do you think there's going to be another Forbidden
Door? Yes, there will be.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
I'm going Okada Kenny.
They got to do that, right?
So does that mean Okada wins at Wrestle Kingdom against Jay White?
I don't know. It doesn't have to be for the title or anything. I don't know. But I'm going to go that we're going to see the fourth match.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know what the finish.
Fourth, right?
Fourth. Fifth?
Yeah.
No. They're fifth. Even. They're even, right? Yeah, fifth. They're even?
No, MG. I think it's...
Fourth.
Yeah.
Is it four or five? I feel like it's three Okada,
there's four,
one Kenny.
No, one was a tie. One was a tie.
Yeah, one was a
draw. Okada right. won the other okay. one, and then Kenny won the other one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or backwards.
Okay.
I can't remember. It's like all blur
right.
at this point.
Yeah,
or no, Kenny won the second one, and then Okada beat him. One of them. I don't know. I can't remember.
I wouldn't
and
mind
I could
seeing,
see. I could see maybe that time if Sasha sticks with New Japan, maybe we get her with the IWGP Women's Title versus like Jamie Hayter or maybe Saraya at that point.
Here we go. Hold on.
That
I'll
would be
right
interesting.
Now.
Wouldn't mind Mox versus Jay White.
So, I mean, they've had more matches here, but here we go. Here's some. You have Okada Omega at the G1,
mm-hmm.
right? You have, 3-4, Okada Omega for the title.
Mm-hmm.
You had another one. So this is the fourth. This would be their fourth title match.
Okay.
This would be their fourth title match if it is for the title, but it would be their fifth time wrestling.
So we're both right.
Yeah, Omega pinned Okada. We're both right. Omega pinned Okada with the one winning angel advance to the finals. So this would be their fifth overall if they have a match. But if it is for the title, it would be third or fourth, I should say. Let's see what else. Give me another one. Give me a wacky one.
Okay. I don't know how wacky this is. This is one of the last ones. Ace of the Indies, Death Triangle retain the Trios titles.
Okay.
House of Black eventually beat them. The Elite finally beat House of Black. After the match, the lights go out. They come back and FTR and Punk are in the ring. And then you have an FTR CM Punk versus the Elite feud. I think that's what he means. So he's thinking Punk's going to come back and be with FTR and they'll go after the Trios title and beat the Elite, and that'll be a big program. It would draw. I think people would love it, but I don't think it's going to happen. But.
Yeah. Danielson wins the title. Do you have that this year?
I thought you would put that on there. One of your predictions.
Not this year. not anymore. After him not wanting it. So I don't know. These are some good predictions. It's hard this year, you know, to look at it. Who do you predict to win the Rumble? Cody? Yeah, I'm going to go with Cody. Mm-hmm. Who's the champion at SummerSlam? I'm going to go with Bray.
That's an interesting one. I think it's still going to be Roman, to be honest with you.
You think it's still going to be Roman?
And I said
yeah,
that.
You think
yeah.
you're going to he's going to keep it forever. Interesting.
I think they want that title, that where he's over 1,000 days, it looks good on the, you know, on the stat sheet.
Yeah.
Someone from this era.
We're gonna get two surprises for that WWE title. Edge.
Okay.
And Finn Balor.
I can see.
And I think they're gonna bring back King of the Ring, and Finn's gonna win King of the Ring.
You know, another guy that might do well this year is Austin Theory.
Yeah.
Okay, I got
NXT
one.
NXT champ.
NBC Universal will publicly come out and say they are looking to possibly purchase WWE. I give you that,
that
one.
That I
too.
Can see happening. Okay.
That's one. Let's see what else. I think that's it for me. I think I'm good.
I'm gonna do a bold one.
All right, give me.
WWE puts their hat in buying New Japan from Bushiroad.
Ooh, that's a big bold one.
That's a big bold wacky one.
That's a big bold wacky one.
I got another one.
Yeah.
Sorry. Muda goes into the Hall of Fame this year.
Muda goes into the Hall of Fame. I like that. Isn't he in the Hall of Fame? He's not in the Hall of Fame?
Not in the WWE
no.
one.
You know what? Muda should go. You know what? I think you're absolutely right. Muda goes in the Hall of Fame. 100%.
That's a no-brainer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's wrestling Nakamura, right?
Yeah. And they're doing a lot of interesting stuff. Like, there's that crossover happening. Like, all the photos are coming from the airport now, where you're seeing, like, Muda hanging out with Tanahashi, and then Nakamura and Muda hanging out. It's very interesting.
You want one? I got one here.
Shoot.
You ready? Street mm-hmm. Profits break out, and Montez Ford goes on a huge singles run.
Sure.
As a heel.
I would say icy title for Montez.
He's going to go on a singles run, man. I'm going to go with that. That's my big, bold one of the year.
Where does that leave Dawkins?
I don't know. Obviously, Jeff Hardy coming back. That would be one, right? But that's a simple one.
Big E coming back.
You know what? That's a good bold one, too. Big E returns this year. That's a good one. I'm trying to think anything else.
Here's another wacky one. Yeah. We finally get New Day versus the Elite somehow.
Oh. That's a big, yeah. You know what? Jade Cargill will become AEW World Women's Champion.
Great.
I got that one too. I think MG, those
are you going to be able to tabulate all these?
Yeah, I'll just go back through and listen to it again. And I got awesome. Ways.
Very cool. All right. Dirty. That's it. That's it for the predictions, right. Guys. Send us your predictions on Twitter. I want to know what you got, what wacky ideas you guys have too.
Yeah.
All right. See you all later. Take care.
Later.
Bye. Bye-bye.